let's see, for the questions. My name is Tesh Namgyal. Again, I serve as the Director of Department of Education Program, also the Member Secretary to NCWC. The first question, with regards to the restructuring of the NCWC, we would like to share here that the National Commission for Women and Children, in fact, has been strengthened with the new composition of the committee, which will be chaired by the Honorable Prime Minister himself. And similarly, and as it was previously empowered, all the mandates, autonomy, and authority that it was vested with is still retained. There is no change in it. In terms of the secretariat that will be supporting the commission, it has now been assigned to the Ministry of Education, and it's the department, it's my department that looks after it. And it has been done keeping some core principles in mind to ensure first extensive reach, because the Ministry of Education has resources and assets all over the country that the National Commission of Women and Children can capitalize on to reach out for the purpose of women and children. In terms of also financing, financial capacities, the ministry is in a better place to support this. And because this was done only about 6 months back, we are looking at how this is functioning and how we are able to effectively deliver the services that are relevant and required. And our record shows that, in fact, with the bifurcation of the service provision to the PEMA, in fact, the effectiveness and efficiency with which we have been able to provide services to our survivors have gone up. So we believe that for now, this is a progress, and that in time we will see and review how this is going to pan out. In terms of the NCWC's impact on policies and policy making mechanisms, we have a GNSH policy screening tool, and it has a committee. The NCWC is a core committee member of that committee, and all the policies that are submitted to the government has to be screened from the perspective of the GNH parameters, and gender equality and gender responsiveness is one of the key components. And this way, the NCWC provides technical expertise and input to ensure that policies are gender responsive and gender sensitive. At the same time, NCWC also collaborates and coordinates with many of the agencies that develop their own policies. And it is through this networks and connections that NCWC provides technical input in the areas of gender equality and gender responsiveness. I would like to also inform here that in the last 7 months, we have trained 32 more gender focal persons, including participants and candidates from the central agencies. By way of that, we have been able to strengthen our ground capacity to really deliver our programs and services at the ground and grassroots level, and we are expecting that things will be improving even more. Gender budgeting.
I would now like to